Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 30th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. The surplus proposed by management has left all of us in a state of concern. Your United Master Executive Council, the MEC, would like to assure you that we are continuing discussions with management. These talks have been focused on finding alternatives to a surplus that would be less disruptive to our members' lives. In addition, ensuring compliance with all applicable provisions of our contract, as they might pertain to any surplus, remains a priority. We all know a surplus is unnecessary and not the best way to handle any imbalance that may actually exist. We are still in the process of making that case as well. Once management makes a formal announcement or any news becomes available, we will share it with you immediately. This issue will remain very much at the forefront of our agenda until it is resolved. On May 20th, U.S. District Judge William J. Martinez of Colorado ordered a final judgment approving a $6.15 million settlement between United Airlines and United Pilots who took military leave to serve their country in the United States Armed Services between 2000 and 2010. United violated pension provisions that led to an underfunding of the pension funds earned by the affected pilots. The $6.15 million settlement will be allocated to the affected pilots' individual pension accounts. The lawyers representing the pilots in the class action suit that led to this settlement have stated that the contributions will be made in a way that preserves favorable tax treatment and will ensure each pilot plaintiff will ultimately receive a payment equal or greater than the amount of underpayment into each class member's pension account. It's worth noting that this significant union victory took time. The suit was filed in 2012 for actions occurring from 2000 to 2010. That makes 14 years in total. Although the time it took was longer than anyone would have wanted, the results speak for themselves. And we congratulate our pilots who served our country on their win. It's hard to believe it's almost here. After nearly 2 years of difficult, time-consuming work on the part of your AFA Reserve Committee, Contract Interpretation Committee, and the company, the initial steps of reserve preferencing are within 48 hours of launching. To recap, the platform for call-in reserve preferencing will be found through the in-flight section of Flying Together. You have the ability to submit ready reserve preferences for on-standby, maximum flying, and minimum flying via Unimatic using the RSVPRF command. These independent systems will be available on Sunday, June 1st, for entering preferences. Those preferences will be used in the making of reserve assignments on June 5th for flying on June 6th. Please visit our website for complete information. Beyond the obvious benefit of soon having the option to preference which types of IDs you are assigned as a call-in reserve, there are additional benefits which you can extract from this contractual provision. Conversely, there are pitfalls that you can inadvertently create if you are not aware of certain subtleties in the programming. To help you make the most of your preferencing strategy while avoiding unintended results, we have written an article entitled Call-In Reserve Preference Strategy Considerations. You can view the article on our website. We suggest you print the article and keep it on hand when entering your call-in reserve preferences. The more resources you have, the more likely you are to have success with your preferencing. Remember, no other airline in the world has implemented a system as complex and specific as this one. So do take time to learn as much about it as possible. Online tutorials are also available on our website. Many local councils are holding events in your local domicile to help launch the preferencing system. Contact your LEC for more information. We have become aware of a letter from management addressed to JFA coworkers concerning the alleged use of inappropriate language in the workplace. That letter, sent to all JFK employees, serves as an important reminder of the proper way to address issues that many arise with another employee. Your AFA Professional Standards Committee is the appropriate place for all concerns regarding employee conduct to be directed. The committee has the resources to address such matters in an effective way that does not involve management or discipline. You can learn more on our website. Senior management can only be hoping the old adage, all press is good press, is true. United Airlines remains very much in the press, and most of it is bad. During the first quarter of 2011, United had an enviable $8.2 billion in cash. Since then, the team from Texas has blown through over $5 billion, an astonishing amount of money, with precious little to show for it in the minds of their customers, coworkers, and investors. With cash reserves dwindling like that, it's no wonder that United stock has been outperformed significantly by American, Delta, Southwest, and Alaska. Meanwhile, columnist Joe Brancatelli declares that he hasn't seen this level of hate for a carrier since the late 1990s, adding, "The people they have most offended are the elite travelers." Evidently, the charms of the flyer-friendly campaign are lost on Mr. Brancatelli. Hunter Kie of Wolf Research offers, in a nutshell, "We believe UCH is just too big." Please visit the front page of our website for more media articles about United. Flight attendants at Virgin America have secured signature cards for more than 50% of their flying partners and are now requesting a vote to secure representation by the Transport Workers Union, the TWU. That this is taking place in the wake of pilots at JetBlue choosing representation last month. If successful, it would remove the onerous union-free designation from all U.S. carriers. With unions come representation and a legally binding contract, both of which strengthen as raise up the workers, not just at the carrier concerned, but all throughout our industry. United AFA is happy to see this process go forward, and we look forward to welcoming our colleagues at Virgin America into the union family. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.